Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. Having technical difficulties again, and I just wanted to pop back in and try to finish saying what I wanted to say. All right, so we have some local events today, and I think they're important to go to if you are able to. The one is at the Green Oak Ranch. And it's important because it is, well, one thing it's free, but the other thing is that it's, you know, people who are believers, people who follow the Lord instead of, you know, crazy leftists and movie stars are gathering to try to pray for our country and to ask God to move his spirit. And I wanted to go to it, but I'm not feeling that well. So, you know, I feel like every time there's a special event, it seems like I can't be included. The special event that was in March, which was the Reawaken America Tour, the 11th and the 12th of March. I could only go to a part of it because I got ill after eating something there. And then I went to the Rawhide Ranch event and there's an event today at the greenoakranch.org you might want to get to. And that's an important place because they are having a lot of good results from their outreach that they're doing through. Like, they are connected to churches, so like when people are going through tough times, it's a place to go and to recover and be renewed and be refreshed. The Glen Oak Ranch, and I've asked them to let us have a 9/11 event there. But I have not heard it back yet. The thing about the Green Ranch, which is in Vista, California, which is pretty close by to me, is that it can hold a lot of people. And, you know, we're going to need all the churches, all the organizations, all the people from scouting, all the people from service organizations, all the, you know, all the LDS, more mission leaders, you know, all the people to get involved with the event on 9/11, because it's going to be happening in each area and each state and each country. But by doing that, we combine our efforts together, and then we are able to affect big changes. And that's partly why they keep making it so difficult to have these events go off. It's because they don't want us to be gathered together in God's name and ask for divine intervention, and it's going to take divine intervention to fix what's wrong with our country. And if you only knew, you would understand why a lot of people just give up and go away. But I don't want to live in a country or a world controlled by evil people that hurt children and take our money and waste it and lie to us on our airways that we paid for, built with our tax dollars. And if you feel the same way, then I ask you to get into this circle, the in circle, the real in circle, meaning, you know, the one that is the in place to be. To be involved, be independent, be inspired, be in circle, us. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about the event at the ranch. You can stop by. I posted the information on my Getter feed. I hope that you can go to it. I wanted to go over the event that's coming up June 26th, 3-7, the Ritz-Carlton, Laguna Niguel, California. Dennis Prager is putting that on. All ages are welcome. Participate in a 4th of July declaration ceremony performed by Dennis Prager. Enjoy dinner on the lawn, family style. Meet Prager, you, kids, character, Otto, the bulldog. Get creative making, patriotic crafts, and enjoy other fun activities. And you can get more information about that at PragerU.com/celebrateAmerica. But you have to RSVP by today, so you know, get on it. 747-251-2011. Or email events@prageru.com. He's also going to be at the Beverly Wilshire, Beverly Hills, California, with Jordan Peterson on Saturday, November 12th. If you can, get to those events. I wanted to mention that one of the tools that I am talking about that can help you with your business, I want you to join my team, which is the Encircled Us team, because I feel like I can do more for my group. But, you know, the only way that you can learn more is just to, you know, just contact me, and I'll set up an appointment to go over the presentation. It takes about 15 minutes, and it's not a big deal. You just basically start shopping with this U.S.-made supplier of natural and safe products. Include beauty and household and, you know, snacks, all kinds of stuff, instead of buying from the corporations that control most of the brands that are out there. And why does that matter? Because we take away their power to influence elections, and, you know, say that the corporations are run by U.S. people. A lot of them are foreigners. They are brought in by the cabal, and then they start doing stuff that's, you know, basically designed to move factories and jobs offshore. I mean, did you know that John Deere just decided to move their operation to Mexico? I guess they can get cheaper labor there. Making John Deere tractors, after all President Trump did for John Deere and the farmers, and you move your facility to Mexico. Why we have to break the back of the corporations, because they are not loyal to America. They don't care about Americans. They don't care about us citizens that are paying all the bills for these thieves and crooks. And they also don't care about what they put in our products. I care about that. I want to be using products that are natural and sustainable and biodegradable and green packaging. And, you know, one of the things I like is that they have it concentrated so you can just add your own water, and then you can, you know, not have to have as much space taken up with all these different bottles. You know, you have products that actually do what they're supposed to do and work. But the other part that I'm kind of excited about is that they have partnered with other retailers so that you could actually do your shopping like you normally would, you know, for occasions and birthdays and weddings and clothes for yourself and, you know, office supplies at the Office Max and all those, you know, things that you do in the course of a month. And when you shop with those retailers that are partners with the company that I'm with, you could actually get loyalty dollars put into your account, shopping account, to use for the things that you need for your household and for your personal care. And I like the idea of having a U.S.-made company making my products, a U.S.-based company. But I also like that it's international so that you could help other, if you have relatives in other parts of the world, that they could also be part of it. And they have customers from all over the world, including the Netherlands and Europe and Canada and Mexico and Korea. You know, it's a really innovative company. And so I'd like to tell you more about it. So please send an email to encircle us at clubmember.org and I'll discuss it with you. I also want to do this as a way of funding the scholarships that I'm trying to get together for the Rawhide Ranch so that they can have scholarships set up for the kids that are being rescued by ourrescue.org. Go there and find out more about that. They need volunteers and they have a conductor program it's called, to find out more about that. The Rawhide Ranch is getting direct donations sent to them, which is probably the safest and best way because as soon as these find out that there's a fundraiser going on, they always, you know, try to mess it up. I've seen the donations coming in, but I've just asking people just to send directly to the Rawhide Ranch for right now because, you know, I have the ability to take international payments, but apparently there's a problem with that because then you're taking international money and you have to convert it and all that stuff. So, you know, it's just way over my capabilities to straighten out. So just send your donation straight to the Rawhide Ranch. If you will, just make a notation that you heard about it on Lori and Company in Circle, Laura Bella. I have more information over at the blog.laurabella.com. I wanted to have this be a longer show today, but I don't know why. All right. I just made it go longer. I think it's gonna work, but I'm not sure. So let's see. One of the things I wanted to talk about was why you need to think about your plan B. When I was growing up, I think I mentioned in one of my shows that I worked after school in a work program where you went to school for half a day and you went and worked in basically office jobs. I think it was called co-op. And so I spent every afternoon working. And then on the weekend, I would work at the Circle Diner. So I didn't have really a very nice, you know, high school years. I went to two different high schools. We moved during that time. I was constantly busy. But I was also aware that the only way you're going to get ahead is to get either a well-paying job or go to college so you could get a well-paying job. But there's also another way that you can get ahead, and that's, and I'm talking about legal ways, is to think about a trade, a vocation. Right now, there is not a lot of people that know how to fix diesel engines and machinery. And there are, they used to have VOTEC vocational training in high schools, used to be paid for by our tax dollars. But because the Democrats like to steal money and pay their administrators $300,000 and $400,000 a year to run schools into the ground and towns into the ground and states into the ground, those VOTEC programs are being taken away, at least out in California. And on top of it, the arts and music programs have been taken out. I mean, I knew something was seriously wrong when I came to California and they're telling the parents that they have to buy the school supplies for their kids. No, that used to be paid for by tax, paper and pens and all that. That was all, you know, my parents never had to give money for us to buy pens and pencils to go to school, right? So these Democrats are not only thieves, but they are unfit to be anywhere near kids or power or education. And it's partly why I get so angry, because I think to myself, here are these poor parents. They're you know, struggling to try to send their kid to school, and then they're being told they have to offset all the costs. And then you have these illegal aliens being brought in, and they're all getting a free ride and Operation School Bell, where they get free book bags and free clothes and all that, so they don't feel like, you know, uncomfortable being, you know, in not the latest fashions. And I think to myself, well, what's going on here? And I saw this myself, but I also have teacher friends who saw it, where you have these kids that are on school lunch program and getting tutoring help with translating help and all that, and they're wearing really expensive sneakers and gold chains and, you know, have the latest and the greatest phone and all that stuff. So, you know, this is a big sham, and the Democrats are the ones that did it, because they don't care about Americans. They care about this new base, and that they care about that base because that's the only base that's having lots of kids. Americans are having smaller families because the only way you can possibly get ahead and be able to send your kids to college is not to have, you know, six or seven kids like it used to be after the World War II, where the baby boom happened. So responsible Americans are trying to be careful about the size of their families, but then the new imported Democrat base, they're having, you know, seven, eight kids and having it with multiple partners. So that's who they are, you know, that's who they're centering on. That's who they care about. They don't care about you. So what I'm talking about was trying to get a new way of looking at things is to simply take away the power of the corporations that fund the Democrat Party by not shopping with them anymore. And obviously, you know, you know about, you know, Mike Lindell with MyPillow. He's trying to make products that are made in the U.S. and getting factories going again here in the U.S. He still has to get his cotton from, I think, Gaza, which is kind of strange that Egypt is being able to supply his cotton. But, you know, that's because the farmers and the factories are being shoved out of business here. I mean, as I just said, John Deere is moving to Mexico. So that means that we have to try to find a way to take away some of the power that the corporations have, which are, as I said, often run by foreigners who don't care about Americans for sure, and that their policies are set to help their own countries that they came from. And that means diverting what you're spending now away from the corporations and putting it towards this U.S. manufacturer. This company has been around since 1984. I was with them way back in 1994, 95, and it's a very, very, very good company that has great products that work and that are reasonable and affordable, and they are, some of them are a little bit more expensive maybe than what you're used to. That's because they don't have a bunch of chemicals and water in them. They actually have, you know, ingredients that make it, that are from nature, and, you know, some of them have essential oils and that kind of stuff. But like, if you're a person who's has a couple of kids with skin problems, for example, they have a very, very effective, very nice skincare set. It's $20, and it works. And if you have two or three kids and they're having skincare issues, you know, that makes sense, because you know, I've spent a fortune on my kids when they were growing up on the things that they tried, and makeup, and you know, like some things that he was into, collecting things like, oh, you remember when they had, it was like Pokemon, that kind of stuff when he was growing up, but also there's something to do with the cards that were related to that, and then there was a big thing on trying to have different computer games like Warcraft and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think having a company that has products that actually work and that we pay you for your loyalty for shopping with them makes total sense. But the part that I'm really excited about is that it has member benefits, so that you can actually, you know, be saving money, and everyone's going to be needing to be saving money as we go into this next phase, which is, you know, looking like it's going to be pretty tough, people. I mean, get aware that, you know, the Fed constantly is behind most of the recessions we've had and most of the depressions, and they're doing it again because they keep making a mess of things, and then their big solution is that to print money that has no value, and to have a bailout. So that looks like the Democrat Party is doing that again, and you got to get ready. So what is this about, this preferred shopper type program? Well, if you took what you're spending now and you give it towards this, to this company, this U.S.-based company that's international, has international customer base. Imagine what that does to the corporations that are funding the Democrat Party, and those Democrats are the ones that are putting in critical race theory and Common Core curriculum and voting to have higher taxes and more regulations and taking away guns, which, you know, every country that's been disarmed ends up falling to dictators. So you see what their plan is. I mean, it's pretty obvious. They're not even pretending to be hiding it anymore. So you make a change, and you put your money towards this very honorable company that has a great product line. They have over 400 products, and everything from fitness to health to supplements to I like their sleep aid product. They have a beauty skincare program, products, kits, are very reasonable and designed for different skin types. They have baby products that so you're not washing your kids with chemicals. They have fitness bars and all kinds of really good stuff. And a lot of it's cleaning products, which, you know, if you have a big family, you go through a lot of that. I mean, I go out in one day and I stop at the drugstore and get a lipstick, and I get some cleaning products and some snacks and stuff at another store. And then I go and I stop by and get some hair shampoo at another place, before you know, you've dropped $60-$70, right? And that's in one day. Get a couple of products that are $7, $8, $10. It adds up quickly. So what I am promoting is, the reason I'm promoting this company is because it makes total sense to me to, you know, allocate 70 to, I don't know, whatever you want to allocate. But you make a commitment that every month you spend about $70, $75. And you get the things that you normally buy. But then on top of it, you can actually get free shipping if you spend a little bit more. More like $90 or $100, but or you can get just, you know, part of your shipping paid for. But on top of it, they also have a program with thousands of retailers so that when you go and you shop at the retailers that you like, that you end up getting what you purchase with those retailers put into your shopping account with the natural company. So I am very excited about that, because what does that mean? That means that you can actually start actually having free products, because you're just doing your normal shopping for gifts or whatever you're buying, office supplies or, you know, I mean, as I said, there's thousands of retailers that they have partnerships with because they're such a big company now. They've grown to almost $1 billion in sales a year, and they send out, you know, millions in commission checks. So then you're getting some of those, what you're regularly normally buying, whether it be stuff for your yard, you know, or office supplies, as I mentioned, or whatever it is, you're getting a piece of that back in royalty shopping dollars. And then because you have that, you can get products for free, basically. And then they have other rewards for their members that include dental and vision and, you know, reasonable home security and identity theft and all kinds of stuff to help. So it's a company that's trying to help people. And I really like that, because the companies that control big media, they're not doing anything for you. Okay. They don't give you a rebate or a referral check for telling people you know about their products. They don't care about you at all. This company's core belief, core mission is to try to help people and improve their lives and make it safer, healthier products, but then on top of it to help people find ways to have a plan B, an income, whether it be a little income that they're getting from the referrals they make, or some of the people are making, you know, full-time, you know, six-figure salaries. I'm not, but I know that there are people, and you can, you know, see all the literature and information about that when you become a member. And you get to see it all before you become a member. I mean, that's partly what the reason why I want you to contact me is about, so I could show it to you. And there's no obligation. I'm not going to ask you for your credit card. I'm not even going to ask you for, like, your full name or whatever. It's just all I need is for you to contact me at encircleus@clubmember.org, and then go from there and make an appointment. You have internet access. You look at the information, and you say, yeah, that makes sense, or you say, I don't think it's for me, and that's that. You're never going to hear from me again, and your information is not going to be distributed or anything like that. And, you know, from a point of view of making life easier and saving time, I mean, I think I've mentioned on some other shows that I live kind of far from town, and so I'm enjoying not having to make trips to town to get, you know, basics. And the things you run out of. I mean, this company doesn't make diapers, for example, but, you know, you can obviously get that, you know, when you're out. But what I find really interesting is that a lot of their products are patented. So they put a lot of money and time into developing their product line because they want to have superior, high quality, effective, and affordable products. And so they put their time and their energy into having something that is unique and actually people, that's why they have millions of customers that keep coming back month after month. And that's also a really great way of doing it because that way they're dealing directly with the customer. They're not I'll give you an example. A lot of people know what Mary Kay is. A lot of people get a little turned off when they find out what the markup is on the products because, you know, they have a consultant who's showing them, you know, the latest products from Mary Kay. But, you know, when they find out that there's, you know, as much as a 50% markup, they think like, well, why should I be buying this? Even if they really like the products, which I know a lot of people who really like the products. And I've tried them. So, you know, this isn't about that. You're paying as a member the same as what I'm paying as a member. It's just that if you refer other customers, you get a bit more in a check sent to you if you want to do that. If you just want to be a customer, that's fine too. Like 80% of the people are just customers. But what reason that this is being talked about right now is because of the special offer. Instead of spending $20 for a membership a year, it's only $1. And, you know, not that you need that incentive necessarily to, you know, become a member of the shopping club, but it is kind of an inducement to at least give it a try. And you can quit any time. It's not like, you know, it's not something that you have to do forever. But if we do it right now, it will help to take away some of the power that's going towards these big corporations that are funding mainly like things that most of us don't want, like BLM and giving donations to the Antifa and, you know, oh, we got to help the Democrat Party. You know, a corporation can decide how they want to spend their money. But when you're supporting a corporation by buying their products, you're not having any say in how they spend their money, right? I mean, think about it. So I know without any doubt in my head that this company that I'm connected to, the patriotic company that has refused to sell out to the corporations, it's a very diverse company with people from all nationalities and races, and they treat the people well. So I can vouch for that, and I can feel good about it. So that's what I'm doing. The other great thing is that if you want to make a living as someone who has a team and you're leading your team, you can do that if you want to. Most of the people are just customers, but if you have a desire for more, the opportunity is there. So, and the support and all the stuff you need to do it is there. You don't have to reinvent anything. You don't have to make what I've done is spent, you know, a lot of time just trying to build a business. The other thing is that they regularly have meetings around the country. And that's also a great place to meet new customers, but also obviously to network with fellow people in the same organization. Now, I know from my own experience that most companies, most times when you start a business, it's not as easy as what you would like. because you're spending time trying to get new customers, you're trying to go out and you're trying to invest, you know, in having something to show, like, oh, you know, I'm making this, you know, furniture, you know, do you like this, you know, oh, you want a different design, you know, it's very time consuming. This doesn't require any investment. It doesn't require that you deliver anything. You don't have to do anything but tell people you know about it, and they make a decision to become a customer, and that's that. And, you know, I as a person who's had a lot of businesses, I think this is a real win-win solution and a no-brainer. So please contact me if you're interested. I wanted to tell you about the event that's at the Green Oaks Ranch. I think that they would be a really good place to have 9/11 event, the Memorial Tribute Benefit Festival, whatever you want to call it. I'm waiting to hear back from them if they are interested in hosting it. If you're out there and you would like to offer your venue, you know, please contact me. And my number is on the website, blog.laurabella.com. My site's called Laura Bella because I want to make life beautiful. And that part of that is, I really feel strongly, is finding a way for people to have their own business. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they, you know, become able to support themselves on their small business. But it is important to have fulfillment and to feel like what you are doing is what you really want to do. And it is important that if you have a creative part of you, that, you know, you get to express that, because being happy is to be able to pursue happiness. I mean, it's no guarantee of the outcome, but at least you get to pursue the happiness. So one thing that I feel good about is when I first got into working for myself, I felt like I was doing what I had always wanted to do, which was to be helping people and talking to people, and you know, instead of working for someone else and letting them make money, I was doing it. And I will say that it is hard to have, you know, income go up and down. So you have to, you know, be aware that it's not going to be like having a steady paycheck. But that's why a lot of the people that have gotten into this, you know, have other jobs. They do this for this college fund, or they do it for paying off student debt, or they do it for the vacation, or they do it for paying for their kids' music lessons, or, you know, whatever their why is. A lot of them, a lot of times, they started off thinking it was just going to be kind of like a part-time gig, and it ends up being a part-time gig that pays full-time. And, you know, that's very exciting, because your time can be spent doing other things instead of being in an office from 9 to 5 every day. And, you know, when your kid gets sick, you have to ask permission to leave so you can go home and take care of your kid. I mean, there's so much pressure put on women trying to not only compete in the workforce, but also to be good homemakers, good mothers, and good wives. And that's also part of what's going on with this gender war that we're in. And that's another subject. But there's a movie that came out long ago with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn, and it kind of ties into what we're seeing. It's called Woman of the Year. And in that story, in that movie, Spencer Tracy has a line, and he says something like, "I don't want to have a wife be my competitor." And that word competitor is important, because that's what's been done with this push towards having women in the workforce, especially, I think it became pretty obvious after World War II when women were doing the work in the factories because the men weren't here. They were fighting and getting killed to free other nations from the Nazis that are still around. I have a big issue against Nazis because they occupied my husband's country and they were brutal to, and they didn't care whether you were Jewish or whatever. They just were brutal, vicious people because it's an evil that sits onto people and makes them, you know, turn into bad people. It's not that all the Germans were bad. It was that the Nazi influence and the evil force that they were connected to was, you know, really horrible. That ideology didn't go away. It just went underground, literally. But anyway, that's what's going on in the Ukraine, by the way. There's biolabs there. And Putin's trying to protect his people. There's much more going on than what you're aware of, and that's partly what this InCircle is about, is that you are dealing with people that are in the know and are good people. So anyway, that competition where you put women in the workforce with men, it's more of a sexist, so to speak, but it's also more than that, because the whole concept of the communist doctrine, they even spell it out, was to introduce profanity, sexualize the kids, get the mothers away from their kids, get the kids into the hands of, you know, really demonic people who have no, they don't care about your kids for one thing, or their safety, but they're also mentally warped, and so they don't have any issue with having your kid be exposed to pedophiles or be groomed for being, okay with transgenderism and all that, or having them question their own sexuality when they're 8 years old. I mean, hello. I mean, that's the whole thing. This is part of the communist plot, which was kids away from their mothers, because mothers, especially when you've gone through birthing a child, you know, you become very protective of them, like mama bears, and you don't want to have them hurt, and you don't want to have them be sad or be depressed or ruined. And so that's what happened when women went into the workforce. It changed the dynamics. And yeah, it was important that, you know, any, a woman can be a CEO as well as a man. I get that, and I don't have any issue with that. But it changed the mixture. And this game plan, if you want to know more about that, look for the communist goals. They were discussed at the U.S. Senate in 1962, I think it was, 64. And the U.S. Senate knew all about what the plan was, and they went along with it because they're demonic. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. They knew what was going to happen, and they didn't do anything to stop it. And so they started bringing in the profanity and changing the culture, changing the movies. You know, I mean, even movies that were made in the 1940s have undertones of what we see now. Gilda with Rita Hayworth, it has undertones of homosexuality as well as menage a trois introduced. Now, the Glenn Ford, Rita Hayworth movie, okay? It was like 1940, and it's there, okay? So all kinds of stuff, weird stuff, was already beginning. Also putting people in movies that look very mannish that may or may not have been, real women. I'm not sure about some of them, but, you know, this whole gender warping is part of the plan, was to make our kids not produce kids. And why would they care about that? Because this group of, you know, lunatics thinks that there's too many people on the earth and they don't want to have, they want the population to die. And, you know, some people think that that's more than just, you know, some mentally deranged people, that it's actually some kind of, you know, alien evil force that's, you know, pushing this. I don't know, but all I know is that we can make a stand, and we can do that by taking away our stuff that we're already buying right now, stuff that we buy every day or once a week or twice a week when we go to the store or to the drugstore or to the cosmetic place or whatever, to the hair salon where you buy your hair products. You know, you can take that money that you would be spending and give it to a company that actually pays you for being a loyal customer, and also rewards you in other ways. And those ways are part of what the membership details are about. So it's really exciting, I think, to have a company that's long established and a BBB member, and been around for since 1984, that actually cares about what kind of products they're making, and also about, you know, not just talking about being green, but being green. That, you know, you end up with less in the landfills if you consolidate and condense packaging. I mean, what a concept. You use less gas if you're not transporting it from point A to, you know, all these other stores. You just send it directly to the person. So I really think you're going to love it. And I hope you give me a call, contact me or call me. All right, so the local event that's going on today, that's free, and it's at the Green Oak Ranch in Vista. And I am excited about what they're doing because they also have a very reasonable program for people who are dealing with addiction. And for the churches out there, you know, the churches are overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. They can't figure out how they're going to pay their pastors, let alone, you know, help their congregation members. So this is what I'm proposing, is also the shopping club, changing where you shop and, you know, giving it to the company I'm connected to. It also can help fund a congregation. So if you are a congregation in California, for example, you know, you need, for a pastor, you need probably at least $100,000 so that they can afford to buy a house and pay their bills. Most congregations can't afford that. And there's a congregation near me where I've gone to church, and, you know, for whatever reason, that the congregation's dwindling. And I think that part of it was that it was a traditional church and they had older members, and those older members' kids moved away. And so it wasn't like their kids were continuing to go to the church, and those people had kids and those kids had kids, you know. So it's just the way I've seen this, how a church can go basically become a, you know, what, a congregation of 10, 12 people very quickly. So how are they supposed to afford to pay a pastor when the congregation is so small? So solution, you know, you either have less churches or you consolidate the churches that are there. Then you have issues with, you know, people wanting to do things their way and not wanting to have another pastor or two or three, you know, calling the shots. Well, you know, I hate to break it to you, but, you know, Jesus wasn't talking about having organized religion as a business and having pastors, you know, with six-figure incomes and Mercedes-Benz. Like what Joel Osteen and Rick Roberts, whatever his name is, Saddleback Church, whatever, you know, they created, you know, they have this huge congregation. What are they doing with that money? You know, what can they point to? Well, they actually, aren't doing as much good as what you think they are. So one of the things that congregations can do to support their pastor is to do what I'm talking about. Whether you do it through me, with my group and Circle S, or do your own thing, you know, whatever. But it can make a big difference. And on top of it, you can have enough that you can sponsor someone in your congregation that needs help, like an addiction problem, to go to the Green Oak Ranch for their recovery. It's about $500 a month to sponsor a person for the recovery program, but I think it's a 9-month commitment. But instead of just throwing up your hands and saying, oh, I don't know what to do, you know, it's too bad about that, since the government's not taking care of people who are having addictions and problems and depression and all the other stuff, we have to find our way on our own to solve this issue. And I'm a big problem solver. That's what I think about. I think about the problems and I think about ways to solve them. And, you know, Mike Lindell did that as well. He has Lindell Recovery Network, and he tries to get help for people because Mike was a, you know, crack cocaine addict. And look at him now. Read his book. It's all free. It's online at freefrankspeech.com. His book is called What Are the Odds? And From Crack Addict to CEO. And Mike is such a great patriot, and he also has spent a lot of his own money trying to investigate the vote fraud that was done in 2020. So help him, because he's spent $30 million of his own money trying to fight for us. So help him if you're able to. Anyway, so a church could supplement their pastor's income this way and be able to afford a pastor, but also they could supplement programs and causes like that they care about. As a church group, you know, you say, well, I want to help the USO. Okay, we're going to be funding the USO this month, and you take the proceeds from this program, this shopping club program, and you put it to the USO. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do, but it's when you get bogged down with having church be like a business, it becomes very political, very territorial, and very much like a couple people at the top deciding what to do. I mean, I, from my own personal experience, I became an outcast at my church that baptized my children, which was the Lutheran church, because I spoke out about the way they had treated one of the pastors who had Tourette's and how they shoved him out the door when he hadn't even done anything. They just were worried that he might do something and that, you know, might open up a lawsuit for them. And then on top of it, they were taking our money for spending a lot of money on a parking lot, which I never saw the invoice for. I don't know whether they actually spent that on the parking lot or just said they did. But I spoke out against that and said, you know, you can fill in that pothole that you've got out there very easily with some inexpensive material. Why are you repaving a parking lot? And they didn't like that I spoke up about that. So I became, don't invite her basically, and don't talk to her. So I understand that it's hard to do the right thing and speak up, but sometimes you have to do it, and that's partly what this is about. I think to myself that someone else is going to do it, and then I don't see it on social media. I don't see it being discussed. I don't see anything about it, and so I think, no, actually, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about Dennis Brager's events and Jordan Peterson coming in November. I'm going to talk about this Green Oak Ranch. And I also need to get some input about the 9/11 event. I have a really fabulous getaway 2-day B&B on the beach by Hearst Castle. So it's kind of halfway between San Fran and the LA area. And you know, I wanted to give that away at the 9/11 event, and I have some other stuff that I have from this last one. And obviously, I don't want to spend money again and have it be boycotted. And I know why it was boycotted. I understand that there was all kinds of troubles with the venue and you know, I understand, but, you know, I was not aware of that. And partly because I had been banned from next door because someone on next door said I was a right wing nut job conspiracy person, and I said, well, I'd rather be a Christian right wing conspiracy person, so I'd rather be that than be an uninformed communist Satanist. I got banned, but she didn't. So I didn't know that there was all this trouble with the venue, with squatters and criminal activity and stuff. I mean, obviously, if you have a big property and you don't have enough security, things are going to happen. I didn't know. But this time, maybe if we pick the right place, get the right help involved, it could be a very successful thing that could help the ranch, could help with children's scholarships, and, you know, also help local businesses and caterers and vendors and small businesses. So, you know, I need some input, people. I need you to call in and talk about it or give your ideas or say, yeah, have it at my venue or whatever. I mean, I could have it at my place, but I don't think it's suitable. We've had problems with contractors, and we've had problems finishing what's been started, and I mean, all kinds, a whole other bag of worms, but or can of worms. But I'm talking about this because I think it needs to be talked about. You can go to rawhideranch.com, and their address is right there. they have a they've added some programs, including basically charter school and other accredited educational classes so that you could do homeschooling connected to them and have your kids be meeting kids from all over the country and world and, you know, learning about hard work and teamwork and responsibility and honor and caring for animals and learning about science and animal husbandry and, you know, all that stuff that is, you know, not being covered in schools now. So I really hope that you consider doing that. I have more to talk about with my, you know, my proposal to everyone out there, but your challenge is to get with me pretty much very, very quickly because this special offer for joining for $1 instead of $20 is going to be ending. And I really would like you to be part of it and to be in the InCircle group, InCircle S group. I'm going to get off. I'm going to play the theme song to Operation Rainbow. And I think we're going to call it a day. Be bold, and we'll all be free. And God bless you, and God bless America, so we can bless the world. All right, hang in there, people.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour Voice Remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, on my feet. That you showed up was written in